I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
John McNesby is here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, I don't know if he's taking a victory lap. The man never stops working. Hey, John, congratulations, and thanks for being with us so quickly.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it, man.
Well, look, I just think you are as good as it gets when it comes to both getting what your officers deserve, but also, I think, in working with Kenny, who you know I'm not a fan of usually, but he seems to be a fair guy when it comes to the cops.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people, he's taking hits from all over, and some of them rightfully so, I mean. But, you know, on our end, what you know, he wants to work with us, and we work well with him. And, you know, we hammered out this deal and the neutral issued an award, which was fair for both sides. I mean, they got a few things that they can wave around. And, you know, we kept the best medical in the country. Our pensions are safe. We got increases, and we got some other feathers in our hat, which will – you know, we'll be good for the next 3 years.
We're talking with John McNesby, who's the president of the local FOP at Lodge 5 in Philadelphia and the purveyor of the greatest cops restaurant / meeting place in the country. I don't know of other cops groups that quite have that kind of a place like that that we love. John, and the issue to me, too, the biggest issue here in a lot of ways was this idea of trying to force cops to live in the city of Philadelphia. Talk about that and how that went out.
Well, we were able to secure residency back in 2009, and that made a lot of officers happy. And not just because they could move outside of the city. A lot of them had issues with children that are autistic, that have special needs issues, and there was nowhere in the city of Philadelphia for them to be cared for. So that was a big hit. And then all of a sudden, with the council that we have now and the progressives and all these people that are running around banging their chest about reform, yet they don't know what they're talking about, you know, wanted to take residency away. Rightfully, the arbitrator seen right through that, and we were able to keep what we had, you know, now. And it's a great process. It works for everybody. Listen, they could cry about, you know, losing officers out of the city, but officers have to sell their house to move out of the city, and people are buying them. So they're not losing tax base. They're not losing anything. So, and it works for both sides.
Well, we should be in the business of attracting people to want to live in Philadelphia, and the schools, to me, would be the starting point for a lot of cops. Yeah. But you said something else, John, when you got to this, and that is this worldwide pandemic. We know about how hard that was on doctors, nurses, people working in grocery stores, but they don't have to sometimes confront people, dangerous people, get into a scrum with them, maybe even lock them up in the middle of COVID. And to me, that's just a frightening proposition to have to do stuff like that.
Right. And you don't know what you're dealing with. You don't know what you're walking into. Trying to educate a lot of the officers in the beginning of this pandemic to don't go in the houses. Call the people outside. Do whatever you can to you know, to keep yourself safe and your family safe. And we were trying to supply as much as we could as in the way of PPE equipment that we could, you know, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and then you got people in and out of them cars all day long in the back, and you know, so we were given solutions to clean cars. I mean, it's just a number of things, and you know, some of it we did well, but we had a lot of people, a lot of our officers had COVID, and unfortunately we lost quite a few also. So you know, hopefully we're at the end of this stuff, but we're still out there day in and day out, you know, and we're still thin. We're still spread thin. We need a lot of police out there. We need a lot of classes going in. So that's another thing. I mean, that's another issue that we need to address. Why would you change the rules that you have to live inside the city for a year to be an officer? Nobody's going to come to the city hoping to secure a job. They got outlaw from across the country. She didn't have to live in the city for a year prior. You know, what we had prior under Ramsey, and we worked with city council to form and craft a bill where you can go to universities, military bases around the country, attract the best people and bring them in. Now we don't have that. So the pool is sliced thin.
Yeah, then we can't complain if we have cops that we regret some action. We want the very best. And again, they ought to be recruited given the difficulties of that job.
Right.
So
exactly. Right now, Dom, if somebody calls 911, people want to call 911 to know that they're having a response and people are coming, officers are coming, the troops are on their way. Right now, that may not be the case. It may be quite a while.
Yeah. Larry Krasner, our buddy out there the last couple of days. Our buddy that someday the three of us are going to have a drink together, I can imagine.
Imagine that.
I'd love to referee that debate, but I'd get thrown out in the first 30 seconds. That would have to be held in a bar room, McDesby versus Krasner. That's like pay-per-view TV at the highest level. Even your progressive critics would like to see that, John. But Krasner, trying to inch along, saying as the pandemic lessens, we're seeing less of a homicide rate. Now, that's good news, slightly less, but these things are kind of random. You know, they don't seem to depend on anything other than knowing you're going to get severe punishment if you're involved in any. That's the only thing that's not random.
Well, what's this definition of severe? That's my question. But the other thing is, you know, a year, 2 years ago, it was just me versus Krasner. Now you're seeing other people come out. You're seeing Kenny come out. You're seeing Outlaw come out. You're seeing Shapiro come out. People that wouldn't take shots at him prior now are seeing exactly. So it's just not us and the big bad FOP against him. It's everybody. He's ruining the entire city and every community. And he could throw whatever he wants. It ain't true. And people are seeing right through him now.
John, thank you. I know you're pressed for time, but thanks very much and congratulations as always, John.
Appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right, John McNesby here on Talk Radio 1210. I assume you guys were on the button there, right? The button's a part of the show, right, Dan?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, he's got wound up. All right, so you heard from the chief guy, John McNesby. Had to throw Krasner in at the end, otherwise he gets a bit distracted. This is a win. It's a win for common sense. Jim Kenny and I are singing Kumbaya today, Dan.
What is going on?
Jackie Stolzheimer, call the show. Maybe Jim Kenny will call in. Look, I got to give him, he doesn't have the back of, I'm not going overboard. I'm not putting on rose-colored glasses here. But considering his politics, considering the rogue city council, considering Krasner and some of the mob in Philadelphia, he's doing the right thing here. No, police should not have to live inside the city. This is the progressive mindset constantly. If you think you're in the suburbs, you know my thing for years. My biggest thing is this. They're coming for you. You cannot wall them into the city by wishing. You have to fight them every day and every scheme of theirs. Otherwise, they start to spread the same misery. Look at the suburbs now. Look at the representatives. Mary Gay Scanlon, the Houlihan. The Dean of Decency. Just look, and it's even worse upcoming, all right? It'll be interesting to see what the candidates for mayor in Philadelphia say about this. I hope Alan Dom salutes it, supports it, because I know the Bullhorn woman and the others are already out there on the Bullhorn. It's outrageous. These cops, they get away with all kinds of things. How are they getting a raise? Why do we need more cops? Why are they not stopping murders? In addition to, why don't they live in the city of Philadelphia? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. It's a big win for common sense, and Kenny joining that is the way I would headline this. All right, fair is fair. Now, in the next 30 seconds, God knows what I'll do. I'll probably take a bulldozer and knock down the Columbus statue or something, but in the meantime, he did the right thing here. He could easily side with these other elements, no skin off his nose. Why is he doing it? Because even he is not as bad. As bad as Kenny is, even he is nowhere near where Krasner is, Helen Gim, and these other rogues on city council, some of which are members of the Socialist Party and ran around that. So there's a win here in Philadelphia. The place I worry about are in the suburbs. The people that fled Philadelphia bring the same attitude with them. They don't like the cops. Some of them hate the cops. And they constantly want to get at them in some way, shape, or form and blame them for everything.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.